name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is the Feast of the Presentation, also known in years past as Candlemas, because in former years, this was the day that the candle supply for the church for the whole year was blessed. There's still provision to bless candles, even though we're not doing it today. But we don't bless the whole supply of candles at one time, because we don't get them from the local chandler who gets them from the local beekeeper anymore. We go through church good supply places and stuff like that. But the symbolism of Candlemas is still very important, because we have the light of the world, who is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, coming into the temple, and we know that that is what the candles signify. Candles signify the light of Christ. In particular, the Paschal candle, which is used at funerals and baptisms, symbolizes the Lord. Now, what was the presentation? Well, the law of Moses required that the firstborn child, who was also a male, so if you were A, number one, male, and B, number two, the firstborn child, you had to be redeemed, because according to the law of Moses, for the animals, these animals would be offered as sacrifice. Well, you don't sacrifice human beings, right? Right, you don't sacrifice human beings. That's a very bad thing to do. And so there was a token sacrifice. If you were wealthy, it was a bullock. If you were not wealthy, like Mary and Joseph, it was a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons that were offered in the place of this child who was dedicated to God. The firstborn male child was considered dedicated to God, and in particular with our Lord, this is very important, because he is a gift from God. He is God himself, and also he is dedicated to God at the temple. And he is the fulfillment of all of the prophecies. We see this in the words of Saint Simeon, who knew he was the Messiah because it had been revealed to him, and he spoke words of prophecy. This beautiful hymn that we use in evening prayer in the Liturgy of the Hours: "Now, Master, let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." So he prophesied that he would not only be the Messiah for the children of Israel, but he would be the one who would bring God's truth to the nations. That's us, as it were. And he also prophesied to Mary the crucifixion. "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." And so on this day, our Lord himself fulfilled the prophecy that we heard in our first reading, the Lord coming into his temple and began the process of purifying not just the children of Israel, but the whole world of their sins, so that our sins could be atoned for, so that human nature could be restored to its original goodness, and the gates of heaven could be opened for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.